Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. A bit of a different episode with less editing than previous episodes. Other episodes, if you go back through the catalogue, you'll hear sound effects and music and all sorts of whiz-bangs and modern contrivances. But on this episode, keeping it a bit more Spartan. Well, let's just have one. Here's one. Here's one big bit, just as a treat. Here's some editing. There we go.
Editing.
And now we can leave that in the past. The reason for the absence of editing is it's been, one of those weeks. I'm just realizing now I could also do a sound effect because I have a little bell here. Here we go.
Editing.
Hold on. Oh. It's been one of those weeks where I had a medical emergency. You know those weeks where you have terrible medical emergencies? I had a surgery on last Monday, and then an unrelated illness that resulted in a subsequent complication that I don't want to go too much into, only because you listen. You don't want me to go too much into it. I promise. You don't want to know what happened. To demonstrate this and still give you some idea of the week that was, I called my friend Jack and I said, listen, I'm going to record a phone call with you and I'm going to tell you what happened to me and then I'll just put your reaction on the podcast. And then even though the listener won't have to live out the gory details, the listeners will know. They'll get the vibe. So here is my phone call with my friend Jack. And last night, it was so intense was the that I just on my and I had to go to the...
Fuck. Oh, God. Okay.
That was it.
But now I have to live with the thought of that in my head, James, and that's what's upsetting.
Thank you so much, man.
No worries. I'll see you soon.
Okay. But now, you might well think, hey, James, shouldn't you take a week off, you know, rather than pounding out another episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, shouldn't you, in your weakened state, and truly, I'm in bed for all parts of the day that don't require me to do something with a child, and which is often with the kids running around, so actually it's not as much time in bed. But there are two very urgent things that I need to share with the listeners of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, and it would be remiss of me not to mention these two extremely important things. So what I will now do in a business meeting, let us ring the ceremonial bell. Good Lord, that's harder to do than it should be. It's a child's bicycle bell. Good luck if you're the child riding that bicycle, trying to activate that in time. You'd just No, I was pushing it the wrong way. I was just thinking we were setting up children to fail and be unable to bail. Two very important things. I want to get to them. I'm on quite a lot of painkillers, and I am feverish. And it's not COVID. We did the COVID test. It's worse. Anyway, so I just want to get through these two extremely important things. Thing number one, Melbourne. It's two M's. Number one, Melbourne. I am coming to Melbourne. I'm doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I'm doing a week of shows there, and I would love... This will all have cleared up. The medical situation. The three M's. Medical, Melbourne, and the third M, which we'll get to shortly. But Melbourne, I'm going to be in tip-top health, I do believe, for the 19th of April. That's my first show. I'm doing the 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and then for good measure, the 24th also. So the 19th to the 24th at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm doing my show Aesthetic, but I did in Adelaide. If you are a listener of the podcast and you're in Melbourne, boy, I'd love to have you there, because there's just nothing worse than doing a show to nobody. In fact, if nobody comes, I don't do the show. I cancel the show. Oh, I don't leave the venue. I lie prostrate. You're paying for the tech either way, is what I'm trying to say. Someone has to come and sit there to push the buttons for the show, regardless of whether you actually have a show to do. So if no one comes, I will be paying the tech to just watch me lie down on stage and have a breakdown. But in the 80-seater room in which I'm performing at the Cooper's Inn, if you come along, then I can do the show. And that would be great. If you saw the show in Adelaide and you liked it, why not tell chums who live in Melbourne, I know there's that Adelaide-Melbourne connection, to come along. Or if you know anyone in Melbourne and you haven't seen the show and you like this, but listen, please, I'm putting a link to the tickets below. I hope that people come to the show. I really do. I think it's a great show. Anyway, I won't say anything more about it, but I will be coming to Melbourne. I hope to interview more people for the Catamaran Podcast. These drugs they've got me on. I'm actually coming off them and I'm feeling quite irritable. It's funny that they give you so many drugs. All right, now what am I saying? Where am I? Maybe it's too hot in here. Maybe I'll just put that air conditioner on. The second thing is mugs. And the mugs are vital. Mugs, you say? Yes, mugs. I have been looking up ways of making more money for the podcast. At the moment, we have advertising. I'm yet to see a penny of advertising, but we've just passed 4,000 downloads. And on average, I think you get $25 per 1,000 listens on the web advertising service I'm on. So we should be at about $100 of advertising, but I don't know what's happening there, and I will chase that up. But thank you. Big whoop. 4,000 downloads. So cool. And so that's $100. And the boat costs $500,000, right? Roughly, thereabouts. That's what we're shooting for. The Patreon is bringing in... We've got 17 patrons, and it's bringing in slightly less than $200 a month. And that really is the thing, I think, that I want to focus on, is the Patreon to getting more money. So I record a special podcast called Captain's Log on the Patreon, and people can join the Patreon and pay a certain amount, you know, $5, $10, $30 a month, and you get things for it, but the main thing is you get to listen to the second podcast. So if you're there during the week going, boy, oh boy, I don't live in Melbourne, so I can't come and see the Melbourne show, and I need more James Donald Phillips McCann Catamaran Plan in my life. What am I to do about it? You can jump on to the Patreon and give me money for the boat there. But I thought, you know, maybe we should go even further, right? And make it even more appealing for people to join. So this month, I'm running a special mug drive. And by the end of April, which will coincide with the end of my Melbourne Comedy Festival show, I think, am I doing the numbers on that correctly? No, April continues on for several more days. But basically... at the end of April, everyone who is on the Patreon The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Patreon gets a hand-drawn mug that I am going to draw. I'm going to go out and buy mugs. And I found a system of oil-based impression whereby I can draw onto the mugs. So no matter how low is your financial contribution to the Catamaran Plan, could be as low as $5, I will send you your very own James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan mug. And indeed, if you only sign up for the one, I mean, it's got, to buy the mug, to draw the mug, to do the process of making it machine washable, and then to actually pay for the postage to wherever you are in the world, that will almost certainly cost more than $5. I don't see how I could possibly do that for less. So some of them I may lose money, but if we grow the pot moving forward, I think it's going to come out in the wash. I just want to thank all the people on the Patreon. I want to induce lovely listeners to join that Patreon. So if you, those are the big two takeaways. Melbourne, mugs, medical. I've got a fourth M coming up for you as well, by the way, a special additional M. Yes. This podcast really is just me asking you to do things and help. But the whole podcast is really about that in some capacity, but this one more pointedly. So the 19th to the 24th of April, come to my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. The Patreon, if you are not a member, join and you can have a mug. And if you're already a member, well, I'll be sending you a mug soon. And you can tell me whatever you want on your mug and I will do my very best within the confines of my limited artistic capabilities to put that on your mug. And we'll send that mug out to you. And the medical, we did that. And yes, and music. That's the last one I wanted to talk about. When I was at the real high point of the drugs, following medical unpleasantness, I recorded many songs. And then I don't actually remember recording all of them, but I recorded lots of them. So I think in the future what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at that and see if we can release that on Spotify and maybe a vinyl version, because these songs I'm going to have to get, you know, maybe we could do a thing where we look for rappers to get on them and get even more clout. But I think this is some of the best music that anyone's made. If there's a fifth M, that might be for Mozart, because that's the level of musical excellence we've got. So as this podcast, a shorter podcast, comes to a close, don't you worry, I will be playing you one of the songs at the end of it. So you keep listening, and I will be playing you one of the wonderful pieces of music that I recorded on my phone on GarageBand. It's incredible that you can get this range and depth of feeling on GarageBand. So I'm going to put that up. So to recap, the five M's, medical. Boy, it was a very bad one. And yes. Number two, Melbourne. Please come to the Melbourne show that I'm doing. Three, mugs. Get yourself a mug and join the Patreon. Don't be a mug, have a mug. Do you want my mug on it? Mugs. Sending out mugs, Patreon. Number four, music. Stay tuned, here it comes. And number five, Mozart. Am I the reincarnated Mozart? I'll let you decide that one. I just want to say that I love you. In terms of an open letter this week, I suppose I should have one, shouldn't I? If that's a thing that we're doing on an ongoing basis. So the open letter this week for clout and beseeching prostate editing. The person that I'm looking for help with this week. Listen, my friend Amos Gill is a great stand-up comedian. He's in America and he was a guest on an earlier episode of the podcast. And he opens for Jim Jefferies, a very famous and successful comedian. So Amos, my open letter to you this week is, do you think you could let Jim Jefferies know about this podcast, please? And then maybe see if he'll help us with his enormous success and money. If I can go on his podcast, that would be very good. Perhaps he'd like to do an Instagram post. I don't know Jim Jeffries. We did a live chat once on Instagram, which he was also in, and then all of a sudden thousands of people were in that. And I did see him briefly backstage after a show that you opened for him in Adelaide. But Amos, I'm asking you as your friend, if you would please contact your more successful friend, Jim Jeffries, and see if he is able to help me build an audience and find a boat. That's my open letter for today. And because you got to aim big, you know, aim to the biggest and the best. We're aiming too little, too many little people getting their own open letters, and not getting back to me. Well, what if we aim to bigger and more successful people and they don't get back to me? It'll be much the same, but you know, better to lose a lot of money gambling than a little. I assume that's more exciting. And the affirmation this week is that I'm going, when this is done, to lie down. I'm going to lie down. That's what I affirm. That's where I'm at. Is at the, well, first go to the toilet, but then just lie down. I love you. I miss you. Melbourne. Mugs. Marsupials. It's the noise that the cash cow might make. Mighty Adelaide Crows. We had a very near loss. And Majesty, Majestic, Memories. All right. James Donald Forbes McCann signing out. I love you. I miss you. Keep being who you are and doing what you're doing, unless what you are and do is repulsive. Last night, it was so intense was the gastro that I popped a stitch on my circumcision. I had to go to the